Track 3.
You will hear a talk about different ways of learning. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 10.
Good morning, everyone. The purpose of this series of lectures is to help you to become a better student by making you more aware of the psychology behind the learning process. In the past, people were seen as either intelligent or unintelligent, and this was measured with an IQ test. However, psychologists now recognise that there are many different types of intelligence, and these are reflected in your personality. The multiple intelligence theory first came to light in 1983 in Howard Gardner's book Frames of Mind. In it, Gardner listed 7 types of intelligence. The first of these is termed linguistic, and this describes people who are more interested in the written word and reading. The next kind of intelligence is logical, and this is used to describe people whose strengths are in subjects such as maths and science. Then there is musical intelligence, followed by kinesthetic, which relates to the body and movement. After that, there is visual intelligence, which describes people who are attracted by or drawn to images. And then the final two intelligences are interpersonal, describing someone who is aware of the feelings of others, and intrapersonal, which concerns self-awareness. Over the years, researchers have put forward other types of intelligence to add to this list, but these are usually ignored as they tend to be rather complex and less easily defined. So, how can we use this information in education? Well, these intelligences basically refer to your strengths and weaknesses. Once you have identified these, you can build on your strengths by choosing activities that match your intelligence type. For example, a kinesthetic learner is a typical fidgeter and needs active participation. This means they will struggle to learn from a lecture. Instead, kinesthetic learners could participate in a game or anything that allows them to play an active role in the lesson. Visual learners, meanwhile, can benefit from visual aids, such as making a poster outlining key points. So, how can you find out what kind of learner you are? Well, you simply need to think about how you prefer to do things in your everyday life. For example, if a visual learner was trying to teach someone how to use a new piece of equipment, they would naturally draw a diagram to show visually how the equipment is used, while a kinesthetic learner would show how something works by giving a demonstration. Now, other questions you could ask yourself are...